Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Mary went to the tomb on the morning of the first day of the week, there were no grounds for hope. She went simply out of love for her friend Jesus, who had died. We would do the same. We are like Mary. Human beings continue to love the people we love when they die, and we want to feel close to them and remember them as well as we can. But Mary had no grounds for hoping anything when she went to visit Jesus' tomb. Jesus had been recognized by those who followed him as someone who spoke the truth with wisdom and who helped them to better understand their own lives and who God is, that God is love, that God loves them, and that they should love one another. But we remember Jesus at all because today we are celebrating his resurrection, something unhoped for, something totally unexpected, something unimaginable, until it happened. You heard St. Peter said in a speech he gave in Caesarea that Jesus is someone about whom all the prophets testify. The prophets were hoping for something, but they weren't sure what form it would take. They were hoping for a renewed and better understanding of who God is and how we should live. But their hopes were for the kind of thing you only recognize when it happens. It is quite like making friends with people. It's only when friendship starts to happen that you recognize that someone can be your friend. In Jesus' own lifetime, people became his friends and his disciples because they recognized what they were looking for in him. But were they right? When he died, they thought they couldn't have been, so they hid themselves away, fearful. And it was under cover of darkness, so that she could not be observed, that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. When Jesus uses Mary's name, what he is doing is revealing himself as someone who is her friend. She finds it hard at first to recognize him, because now he has risen, he isn't just the man who died 2 days before, who she saw on the cross, but at the same time also the man who she first met, and the man who started his public ministry 3 years before, and the 12-year-old boy who went to the temple with his parents, and the baby in a manger. Risen life isn't a continuation of the old, it's the whole of a human life, remembered not by us, but by God, who remembers everything, who is closer to us than we are to ourselves, and who loves us completely. Risen life is the whole of ourselves loved and forgiven. But when Jesus uses Mary's name, then suddenly she can see past the bits of Jesus' life she wasn't a part of, to the relationship that they personally had. And she knows it's him. Mary's recognition of the risen Jesus, with the recognition of him by his other disciples and friends, is the start of a new way of understanding human life and all of creation. It is the critical point at which it is made clear that God loves everyone individually for themselves, for who they are, and that the meaning of every human life is to love, to be loving. It is the moment from which it becomes possible to reimagine the world as ordered by God's love, created free and for itself, to operate according to its own physical laws by God's love. It is this reimagining of nature as logical and independent that has made modern science possible. It is love that triumphs in the resurrection, God's love and the love of Jesus. At the moment the resurrection of Jesus is recognized, he uses the name of one of the people he loved personally, Mary. At the moment, people are wanting to be hopeful. The coronavirus pandemic is causing profound suffering around the whole world, and we are looking for signs of hope. Christians speak of resurrection hope, the belief and the hope that as Jesus rose from the dead, so will we, loved back into ourselves by God who remembers everything. But resurrection hope is present for us now, too, and gives us reason to be hopeful in our current situation. The medical science, the skilled care of doctors and nurses and paramedics, and the laboratory science, people in Oxford University and many other institutions in this country and others working on vaccines and drug discovery and better tests for infection. These are all tremendous signs of hope for us. Pragmatic, practical hope now and for the future. And the culture that gives us these signs of hope is, as I have said, a culture fundamentally shaped by belief in Jesus' resurrection. Jesus' ministry was among the poor and the bereaved and the sick and the disabled and the marginalized. As St. Peter says, he went about doing good. And this is one reason why all the prophets testify about Jesus, because this is where they saw true worship of God, in the care of the vulnerable and those in need, in the valuing of people for who they are in themselves, and recognition and honouring of their needs. The compassion and concern and determination to do their best for the people in their care, shown by paramedics and doctors and nurses and professional caregivers and carers of other kinds today, also comes from a culture fundamentally shaped by belief in Jesus' resurrection, and that he was right to go around doing good and to value people for who they were in themselves. and in wider society, the measures being taken in this country and other countries to protect the vulnerable, to keep people safe, to safeguard the work of the NHS, are themselves shaped by a fundamental compassion for individuals and their safety and well-being, which Jesus taught and which has the power it does today because he rose from the dead. When Mary went to the tomb on the morning of the first day of the week, there were no grounds for hope. But we do have grounds for hope, because of the responses being made by doctors and paramedics and nurses and medical and caregiving staff, because of the scientists working for long-term solutions, because of the support of industry, because of communities shielding and supporting the vulnerable, because of the national effort in which we are all engaged. For all these reasons and more, it is because Mary went to the tomb that we have reason to hope today. Amen.